This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
For a woman with three of America's most ordinary names, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, she taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Susan is the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. The author of over 30 books, including Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. She's our guest on today's This Week in America with 33 easy ways to live a more simple, peaceful, and enriching life. She's next after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. That's 802-341-4530.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-817-2871. 800-817-2871. That's 800-817-2871.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Many people will tell you how to live your life, but it's up to you on how or where you will take its course. Living a simple and peaceful life is not always easy, but it is possible. People tend to make things complicated when they shouldn't be, according to our guest, Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., holistic health and lifestyle expert and author. As Susan writes in her internationally celebrated book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, we should not be afraid of simplicity. If you love someone, tell him or her. If you really want that job, work hard for it. If you want to be a dancer, singer, or professional athlete, practice more. You can do it. She will tell us, along with many other tips, why it's important to never allow doubt and negativity to stop you from having a simple, peaceful, and fruitful life. We welcome back to the program Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Dr. Susan, welcome to the program.
Yes, Rick, it's great as usual to be with you. I don't think we've ever focused on a show to give the most practical tips on how to live a more peaceful, simple, and enriching life. And the truth is, I could give you 100 tips, and I'm sure people listening could think of 1,000 more, but I actually honed it down to 33, so we've got 3 hours today, I know. to 33 of the most practical things, and I learned these initially from my mom and my grandmother, and then over the decades, I've learned about why these are so important from clients worldwide. And, you know, I often think, you know, when I gave you just 33 bullet points, I thought to myself, I wanted to begin with, do you have racing thoughts and find yourself constantly worrying like a lot of people do these days? Because if you have an anxious mind, it's very distressing. And the good news is there are things you can do. And today we'll talk about 33, to calm your thoughts, to live more simply, and to live a more peaceful life. And if you want to achieve peace of mind, these are all very powerful and very practical. So I'll be excited to see what you might add to it or what you think about some of these as well.
And
all of these, by the way, if you want much more detail, you can find more detail in my books entitled Uplifted and another book, Be the Change, and also, of course, the one you just mentioned, Wired for High-Level Wellness.
And all of this information on Dr. Susan's website, very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. Link by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Before we jump into the tips, a little bit of background. Why is living more peacefully so important to all of us?
Well, honestly, who doesn't want to have a more peaceful life? You know, when you feel peaceful, you enjoy life more. And so much of it has to do with what's inside of us right now. Not what's out in life, but really what we're thinking. Remember, my grandmother used to say to me, your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. My buddy, Ralph Waldo Emerson, once wrote that what lies behind you and what lies in front of you pales in comparison to what lies inside you. And another thing he said, which I love, and how true is this, Rick? To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest achievement. So everything I'll talk about today that will help you to be more of yourself, to have a more enjoyable, peaceful, calm, stress-less life, something we all want. Because I think we're here to enjoy life and not to be troubled day in and day out. So that's my goal today, to help people live a more enjoyable, enriching, peaceful, and magnificent life.
Tips to be able to do that, live more simply, peacefully, and enrichfully. We'll talk about that on the program with Dr. Susan today. Let's start with number one. I'm going to let you go on some of these, and then we'll, rather than say wow at the end of each of these, I'll let you do a few, and then we'll comment on them. You start with listen to the music. I love that. That can change your mood immediately, can't it?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, studies have found that relaxing music can even help kids and adults with ADHD to be calmer and to focus more. And it doesn't really matter the genre of music you want to listen to, as long as you enjoy it and it makes you feel relaxed. Music, we know, is food for the soul. And in an instant way of just putting on your favorite music, you can gain peace of mind. And then a second one I would say would be deep breathing. When you focus on your breathing, your mind's attention is drawn to the life-enhancing process of drawing in air and then exhaling. And if you take 5 long, slow, deep breaths, like everyone's doing right now, and then you focus on your lungs and your diaphragm as you do this, it's a very quick and easy way to instantly feel calm. Another way to feel calm, especially when it's over, is go outdoors for a walk. I know you love to walk where you are, and I know you took a walk right before you called me.
Yep.
Great. And getting out in the fresh air will do a world of good and promote peace of mind, especially if you do that deep breathing when you're walking. Take a break and get the blood pumping, especially if the sun is shining. And, of course, this segues into 4. Number 4, getting outdoors, is enjoying nature. Rick, I think too much concrete is never a good thing. And spending time in nature can actually make you feel younger and happier. And if you can spend a little time away from the hustle and bustle of the city and the traffic in L.A., Brentwood, where I live, And then focus. Listen to the birds. Look at the clouds. Look at the beautiful color in the sky. Listen to the birds singing and enjoy the peace and tranquility. And speaking of birds, five is play with your pet. If you have a pet or a neighbor's dog or cat or rabbit or horse, but having a pet to play with is a great way to de-stress. Touch is a powerful sense and can ease tension and absolutely promote peace of mind.
We got, I think, all of those except maybe one. I walked with my wife and we didn't listen to music. We listened to each other. I guess I should have her sing to me, then I can cross one off the list as well. But doing it outdoors in nature is just so rewarding and so peaceful. Playing with a pet, I don't know. We fed the squirrels at the end of our walk. Does that count when playing with a pet? Would it be the same thing?
They were all very grateful.
They come up and actually grab them out of your hand. It's amazing. They just, it's
or,
so much fun.
Or money. I think they like money, too.
Yeah, a peanut and a $5 bill. And you've,
exactly.
And you've got a friend for life. Our guest on the program is Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, holistic health and lifestyle expert and author, a number of books, including Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. These and many more of her tips on our website, SusanSmithJones.com. Let's go back and pick up with the next group here. And this, boy, I look around every day in the office and I'm thinking, you get a little nervous as you're looking around, a little anxious as you see everything there. Talk about the power of decluttering, because it really has a deep psychological impact on you, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And some people like you and I and you listening understand the importance of this. Some people don't have a clue and they think nothing of living in working in cluttered environments and how it affects them. But we need to have regular clear outs, clearing out like you just did a little bit. Clutter can add to feelings of tension, and a clean, clear home allows a cleaner and more peaceful mind. And you know that feeling when you've decluttered and given away a lot, how much better you feel, you even sleep better. So declutter. Seven is acceptance. Acceptance, I think, is crucial for peace of mind. Accepting that there are a few guarantees in the world, and learning to tolerate uncertainty is a huge leap in the peace of mind stakes. So differentiate between what you can and cannot control. And this sort of segues into mindfulness. When we're mindful, we're more fully present right in the moment, and we're more acutely aware of our five senses. And what are they? What are our five senses?
Well, you're asking me?
I'll tell you, I guess.
Okay.
Touch, taste. Give me three more.
Smell.
You did touch. Blink your eyes.
Sight.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Hearing, yes, good.
And we have them, yes.
Taste,
yeah. Do we get
sight,
to five?
Hearing, and smell. Like when you sit down to a meal, really sit down, look at it, smell it, see it, touch that food with your finger. But maybe not in front of the kids. We want to give be a good example. But engage your senses. Be aware of what's going around you at every moment. So often we live in the years past, regretting, worried about the future, and our moment of power is right this moment. And if you engage your senses, Rick, this leaves less time for your mind to worry and think about what ifs. And then next one, number nine, is self-love. The more we like ourselves, the greater our peace of mind. That's a no-brainer. And we accept ourselves more and feel at ease in the world, no matter what situation we find ourselves in. And if we can do that, we experience less insecurity, and as a result, our inner peace is heightened. And 10, one of my favorites, and I know it's your favorite too, is we need to laugh more. The world is instantly a better place when you see the funny side of life. I always try to tickle people's funny bones, as you know that about me. And laughter is a great antidote for stress and it actually releases hormones in your body that help you relax. So try not to take yourself too seriously. Remember, you don't want to have hardening of the arteries or hardening of your attitudes either. And you need to learn to be more flexible in your approach to life. And, you know, it's all up to you. You can look and find humor in almost anything, almost.
This is such a great list that Dr. Susan has put together, easy ways to live a more simple, peaceful, and enriching life. All of this information, so much more, at Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Sign up there for the free newsletter. We'll talk about that at the end of the program today. Her book, Wired for a High Level Wellness, one of the several books she has that talks about ways to live a more simple and peaceful life. We're back to the list now. This next one, number 11, is one that, boy, this is sometimes difficult to do. Love unconditionally. I know it's good for us, but sometimes it's difficult to implement in real life.
You're absolutely right about that. And here's the thing about that. When you don't expect anything back, easier said than done, I know, but it makes life easier to love without fear. And again, I want to say that because that's important. When you do something nice for someone or you give a gift or whatever it is, if you don't expect anything back, it makes life a lot easier because you can love without that fear. And when we love with conditions attached, like I gave you a gift, so what are you going to give me?
Yes.
Or I'm nice to you, to let's say a sibling, our unmet expectations can create inner turmoil and feelings of resentment. So those insecurities destroy peace of mind. That's why whenever you can really, truly love unconditionally, go for it. And also go for this, number 12. Go for regular health checks. It pays to keep checks on your health, like regular annual physicals or whatever tests you need to have done. And look after yourself. Letting ourselves go can indicate a lack of self-respect. And this, in turn, will affect the way we see the world and the way others interact with us. Be kind to yourself and make the most of what you have. And always, you know, you're in charge of your health. You know and can feel what's going on in your body. Again, go back to number 8. Be mindful. And 13 is take stock. One thing you do is, and morning's a good time to do this, before you get out of bed, it's really quiet. Tune into your body. See what you feel. See what's going on. And every now and then, take stock of your life, number 13. It's a good idea to check whether you're happy or not. How's your quality of life? Do you like your job? What's going on with your relationship? Are you on the right track? Make adjustments if necessary to restore inner calm. 14, have goals. Gosh, this is important. You want both short-term and long-term goals. I have these all the time regarding my health and especially my fitness program. But goals keep us going in the right direction and give us a sense of purpose. So have goals, and when you achieve your goals, cross it off, and then, you know, set another goal to achieve. And it keeps us going definitely in the right, most positive direction. And the last in this chunk of ways to live a little bit more peacefully, and I've touched on it before with mindfulness, is live in the moment instead of worrying about the past or panicking about the future. Really enjoy right now, this present moment. It's all we have. It's our moment of power. It's how we make decisions and decide what to do and enjoy every second of our life. When we live in the present, the concerns of the past and the future can't worry us so much.
You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We'll be back after these messages. More easy ways to live a simple, peaceful, and enriching life on today's This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. That's 802-341-4530.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-817-2871. 800-817-2871. That's 800-817-2871.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. 802-341-4530. That's 802-341-4530.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, This Week in America. Our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back with us on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, a holistic health and lifestyle expert and author. Today, talking about easy ways to live a more simple, peaceful, and enriching life. We're into the list now, about halfway through the list. Worry less is next up there. And boy, we all could make our lives better if we could worry less. How do we go about doing that?
So let me just make this very practical. You know, Rick, we have, it's hard to believe, but the National Science Foundation has discovered that we have somewhere between 25,000 thoughts a day, and then deeper thinkers, everyone that listens to your programs, have up to 75,000 thoughts per day.
Wow.
And the truth is that 80% are random nonsense. So you've got to learn to shelve worrying by reminding yourself that most of your worries are very unproductive, and remove, and when you have all these unproductive worrying thoughts, it removes any chance of peace of mind. But here's the catch. You've got to be aware of what you're thinking. Sometimes people talk out loud. People talk to themselves. I do sometimes. But if you're not aware of how negative you're being, it's hard to change what you don't acknowledge or recognize. So be aware of your thoughts. And then when these negative thoughts come up, I often say cancel. And then I just transplant that to something that's very positive. And what will help you to be more positive and worry less is number 17, enjoy some me time, whatever you want to call it. Time out is important in life, not just for kids that have done something they shouldn't have done.
Yes.
Time out is important for adults. And a little bit of selfish personal time is important to treat yourself or to do exactly as you please. And that sets you up for taking on those constant demands of life. Balance in life is crucial. I know many people these days that got behind with all the uncertainty in life and with virus and everything, and they're just working day and night and on weekends, and that sets you up to be unhealthy, to be anxious, to be stressed out. Take a little time out, whether it's a few hours once a week or a few minutes every day. Maybe every 3 hours you just take a time to drink a glass of tea or do 3 to 5 minutes of deep breathing. And then during this me time, number 18 is go frolic. You know, frolic. The dictionary describes the word as to behave playfully and uninhibitedly or to romp. And I think all work and no play, like my grandmother and mom used to tell me, will make you dull, but it will stress anybody out if it's all work and no play. So make time for things you enjoy. Try to inject fun into situations, especially ones that aren't going particularly well or something that is not so enjoyable to you. Like for me, and you'll have to tell me what music you would listen to, if I'm doing dishes, I love to put on my favorite music. Or sometimes I try to pretend like I'm Irish river dancing in the kitchen. Nobody sees me do this. I do this when nobody's around. But I'll take a little break from the dishes and then I burn a few more calories. But you've got to approach life with a playful attitude. You know, when was the last time you really let your inner child in you come out and play and orchestrate your day? We got to be more playful about life. 19 is let it go. You know, there are some things in life you just cannot change, no matter how hard you try. So you've got to know when to cut your losses and detach, just like Elsa does in the Frozen movie, right? And 20 is, again, easier said than done, but be aware of this. Resist guilt. Guilt is a negative emotion, as my grandmother used to tell me, that will very quickly remove your peace of mind. And although it can motivate us, often in the wrong way, it's still a very toxic emotion. So you want to challenge the reasons for your guilt and then make sure you aren't placing unnecessary pressure on yourself.
These are easy to understand. They are all relatable. It's a list of easy ways to live a more simple, peaceful, and enriching life. Our guest on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, holistic health and lifestyle expert and author. A lot of these she touches upon in her book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. More on our website, SusanSmithJones.com. And, of course, you can link on directly by going to our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Looking forward to next month. Excellent program today, 33 easy ways to live a more simple, peaceful, and enriching life. Just grab a couple of those and your life will be a lot better, a lot more meaningful. It's a great list you've compiled for us today. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Rick. And I always look forward to our visits. And I want to remind everyone to go out and celebrate yourself and life today. It is worth it.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.